Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the episode to let you know about some shows that I have on sale. So if you are in Perth, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, I am coming to all of these cities doing a podcast and a stand-up show. So go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. joshearl.com.au/gigs. These shows start Feb 9 in Perth and end April 19 in Melbourne, so over 2 months of shows, so make sure if you're in those cities, come along. It's going to be awesome. Hey, also, if you want to help out the podcast, go to patreon.com/dykwia. Brand new episode is going up this week, as well as some bonus stuff as well, which you get, like the unedited versions of the podcast you're about to hear as well. Also, you can help out. Oh, buy a t-shirt. There you go. Go to joshearl.com.au/merch. Get a t-shirt. They're very, very cool. Celeste Potter designed. Looking very good. Everyone who's been purchasing them, thank you very much. And if you can't, you know, for that, you can always help us out by just going to iTunes and leaving a 5-star rating and a review that gets the algorithm in our favor. This is the second last episode of the year. And then, this Sunday, if you're in Melbourne, come along. There's like 10 tickets left for this Sunday's show at the Catfish at 3 p.m. And then that's all. That's it. That's it for the year. There'll be two best ofs, but that's it. Hey, enjoy this episode with Harley Breen, Nina Riyama, Nath Valver, and Sonia Diorio. It was very, very funny. We recorded live at the Catfish in Melbourne.
Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. What's happened here? There's two... They're getting drinks. Oh, I love them. Okay, great. Hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, make some noise now. Great, so welcome. Welcome to the Catfish. We've got the air conditioning on and this fan's on, so it's going to be fun. Are you going to be all right there? You got it blowing straight on you. It's going to be great. So, it's fine, good. Now, what I do every single show, I go through the internet and I find other Josh Earls and see what they've been doing. And so I discovered I shared my name with a man in 1910 from South Australia town Callington who played for the Callington cricket team along with his four brothers. And if it's anything like when I played cricket with my brothers, it would have been over after one over and me on the ground getting a dead arm from my older brother. And then I don't know if anyone else's brother used to do this thing where they'd pin you on the ground and then spit, but then suck it up a lot of the time. The news report didn't say if that happened to this guy. So anyway, hey, what I do is I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he shares his name with a Tasmanian man who in 1915 was a musket shooting trainer, but complained that all the young men that day are drunks and can't shoot. Can you please welcome from the podcast, that's the Drink Talking, it's Harley Breen, everyone! Hey! Hey, mate. Welcome.
G'day, buddy. Hello, everyone.
You got a beer, that's good.
Yeah, of course I got a beer.
Not like Harley Breen from 1915.
No, not at all.
Have you ever shot a musket? You grew up in the country.
No, I don't have any problems with muskets.
No problems or never shot one?
That was the joke.
Ah.
I never shot a musket.
Oh. It's going to be a good show, guys. Oh, strap in.
No. I have shot a gun. Yes, I've shot guns.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's sick.
There you go. Look at this moustache. Of course I fucking used a gun.
Also joining us is a woman who got a lot of upvotes on Reddit when an interview she did claiming that her friend got bit by a white-tailed spider and now he has a hole in his arm where he can hide his drugs, lives it. Like, that's... And it was under the Reddit thread Australia, and everyone going, is this real? Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Nina Riyama, everyone! Yay! Hey, Nina.
What's up, sluts?
Is that a real story? Your friend got bit by a white-tailed spider?
No, it was Alex Williamson's story.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was misattributed to me. But when I read it, I was like, that sounds like something I've said.
A lot of people on Reddit were loving it.
Yeah.
Is this Australia?
I should have just fucking claimed it.
Well, I did for
you. Now's your time. Yeah. Edit that out. Yeah.
My name's Alex Williamson. And I keep spider holes in my bong. What was the thing? Sorry.
Someone got bit by a whitetail spider and left a hole in their arm big enough they can fit a pill in there and just cover it with a Band-Aid. And so that's where they sneak their drugs into festivals.
That's sick.
Yeah. That's so cool.
That's real Nina Ayama kind of stuff. Yeah.
Does anyone know any spiders that can bite me?
That's like Nicobate if you're addicted to pills. Just slow release ecstasy. I'm a little bit happy.
Hang on, so you put it in there and it dissipates through your body, or you put it in there to hide like a little cabinet?
Just to hide. You got like a little.
Oh, okay.
Like a little dip.
I think Harley thinks it's like a second asshole just right there.
Well, I wasn't going to go with second asshole, but sure. If you can shit out your arm, go for it.
And next guest, when you Google his name, the related searches are partner Cody and dog, because people really want to know about his home life. Can you welcome back to the podcast? It's Nath Valver, everyone. Hey, Nath.
Don't go that way.
Hello. I had to ask her what a musket was. Was it a gun? Is that what I said right or
wrong?
Yes,
like an old gun.
Yes, because you were talking about someone shot.
Harley
one.
Breen.
Harley.
Harley Breen.
As soon as you said
1915.
The word Tasmania and shot, I meant, that's no Nath Valvo doing that. That's definitely Harley's introduction. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to Josh's podcast.
Such a polite boy.
So polite.
Yes.
Also joining us, our final guest shares her name with an Italian architect. Can you please welcome in Sonia DiOrio? Yes.
Fucking hell, an architect.
An architect.
I'm so depressed.
She lives in Italy still.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where I've gone wrong. I'm here. No, this is great. This is doing this, which is awesome as well. Architecture, who gives a shit?
Any architects in the room? No. Fair enough.
Don't you have fans who are architects?
Nah.
Lowbrow show. No.
All right. How is everyone? Is everyone good?
Oh, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Good, thanks.
I'm a bit sick.
You're a bit sick?
That's why I'm drinking this beer. To get better.
That's the worst looking beer I've ever seen.
I know, it's like very cloudy. It's a cider.
Cider.
But you sound like me in high school pretending I was straight with the boys. I love this beer.
Yeah, I love some hops.
Can I just say, the regular listeners of this podcast, I know you want us to be funny and kind of have a good time, but I have to admit something.
Sorry.
This is probably my, seventh or eighth time? Yeah. It's quite a number.
Okay, and no bragging,
I haven't finished.
But yeah, you've done it seven or eight times.
I have never won. I don't think I've ever actually not come last.
Oh.
And so I'm actually here to win today.
Okay.
So no offence, I'm not going to be funny. I'm going to really try quite hard.
I'm so dumb. I'm not.
Okay, great.
I literally only just remembered it's a competition.
Yeah. That's all
how
I'm thinking
I
about.
How much I give a shit.
We thought we just came here to have a room full of people look at us.
Because last time Nina won last time. So she's
Did I?
I went through the stats.
Oh, cool.
And...
Have you been bitten by a spider?
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit hot, actually.
And last time, Sonia, you lost. So it's going to be all right, Nath. You're in good hands.
I just want to say I'm so sorry in advance because I'm going to win again.
I'm going to drink beer.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I've gone through all your social media, not just Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of stuff, found writing from you four. If you think you know who it is... buzz in. Your names are your buzzers.
It's going to be so good because if it has the word cum in it, it's Nina's tweet. So easy. I should have seen how bad I am at games. I've let them know already that I've been studying.
He's giving us hints.
Fuck!
Yeah. It's true. I've cornered the market, the cum tweet market.
So
surprisingly easy to tap into.
If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose points. So go wild. Go crazy. Okay. Question one, squeezing the supermarket avocados to see which ones are ripe and which one feels like an alligator titty.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Harley.
No, that was Nina.
Oh, oh shit!
Did the titty have come in?
I looked at her like it was me. I gave
yeah,
it
you
her.
Did.
Yeah, I've also got the alligator titty market corner. So, just...
It's a good tweet.
I thought, I was like, if he was going to say alligator cum, I was like, it's Nina, but it said titty. So I was like, it threw me off. Threw me off. Anyway.
Ew, so alligator cum has like the texture of smashed avo. It does. Ah, oh, that would have been a much better tweet.
Oh,
go back, do it again.
That's why I can't buy a house. Okay. just drown it in croc cum.
croc cum.
All right, question two.
Croc cum.
Crumb.
Crumb.
That's what's wrong with millennials. They're just right on the croc cock.
Question two. I'm really a dancer.
Nathan.
Yes, Nathan.
Is my name.
Yes.
Harley?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Nate. Yes.
You when can move, that? Harley.
It was an Instagram post with you doing something with
dancing.
Your arm. Yeah. Yeah, you were doing that.
Okay, that was accurate.
Yeah.
Good.
I thought you just tweeted it, and I was like, how high was that guy?
Well, if it was just before, very.
Like someone had been like, you're not a dancer, and he was like, I'm really a dancer.
Question three. So good that ASOS let you post back for refunds. Step one, print return form. Oh, fine, I'll wear it.
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Nice.
You are correct. Yes, we're there for Harley.
Oh, whatever.
He had his toe.
Oh, it's about shopping. It was the gay guy's tweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you were correct.
Yeah.
Is this ASOS?
No, but these amazing new shoes are. Thank you very much.
Oh, look at that point.
How are you doing that with your
wife? I'm like you, Harley. I really am a dancer. Thank you very much.
I can't even get that.
Are you trying to kill a spider? What the fuck are you doing?
Always.
For the listener at home, there's been like Nathan and Nina put their very dainty white shoes up and then Harley put his massive big blunny up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The clodhoppers. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, me and Nathan just got cucked by Harley's shoes. Shoe cuck.
All right, next question. My Spotify most played artist was Silence, just wearing the headphones in the off chance a stranger wants to chat.
Nina.
Oh, I heard Nina first, yes.
Sonia.
No, it was Nate Valbo.
No!
Yes.
Gay people like music as well? We're learning.
Yay.
More and more. What do you want? My most played artist was Madonna. The tweet was a lie, everyone. Sorry. Yeah.
Mine was Power Rangers because my kids have my Spotify account.
Sure they do, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, mate. All right. Sure.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Yeah.
Is there more than that song?
Yeah, there's Dino Charge. Oh. There's there's a Mega Mix. There's it's really cool.
Well, mine was the Wiggles because my kids, I don't have any kids.
Yet. But if you keep playing those Wiggles, they'll come to you. Like, yeah.
Oh, what?
Right.
What's happening? Is that how the Wiggles works, is it, Josh? Sounds very illegal.
Dear Lord.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Question five. Big eyes, big pussy.
Whoa, Harley.
Nathan.
Nina. Yes, Harley.
Sonia.
Yes, it's Sonia.
Oh, Nina.
Yes.
That's...
Because that is Sonia's.
Which one of those things is correct? You may think it must be the eyes, because her eyes are very big. Haven't seen my fucking pussy? Okay. Well, I've got new title of my show in 2020. Anyway.
Wait, what's the title?
Big Eyes, Big Pussy.
That's so weird, because my title is Little Asian Eyes, Little Asian Pussy.
I got nothing.
I'm just kidding, guys.
But it's that's a good title.
Now, your family come to your show, Sonia.
Yeah.
Have you
talked? They have in the past.
Have you talked to them about this title yet?
No.
No. They're just a surprise for them.
It'll be a surprise. Great surprise.
Have you talked to them about
very
your pussy?
Yes. No, I haven't. I probably won't encourage them to come.
Yeah.
My parents. Anyone else can come. Yeah.
What a plug!
Because I said can't. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Next question. Question six. I once spent $50 on an Uber Eats burger order and my bank said nothing. Today, I bought a thing at Rebel Sports and the bank texted me to ask if it was a fraudulent purchase.
Harley.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'm being straight up negged by a bank and now I want to fuck that St. George Dragon. Yes, Harley? You think Nate? No, it's Nate.
Oh, hey, no.
When have I walked into a Rebel Sport, Harley? I thought we were friends. You reckon this walks into Rebel Sport?
That is a fair point. Nothing about you says sport.
Or Rebel.
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I think in high school I was running away from Rebel Sport.
I feel like Josh has put a trend in my tweets like alligator titty, fucking a dragon. Like,
yeah.
You all the reptile.
I think you wrote the tweet.
Oh, yeah. Josh did it. Guilty.
I want to fuck a snake. No, that's not it. Anyway, question 7. Stop arguing with science. And it accompanied an article on saying doctors recommend 8 glasses of alcohol a day.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia. Carly. You are correct. Yes, Sonia's off the mark. Yes.
Why would you think that?
Alcohol.
Just have a tattoo of a beer can on my bicep.
I actually didn't hear anything Josh said besides alcohol.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
what scientist said that?
I don't know. I saw a thing, I tagged it and wrote a funny thing.
Yeah. Enough.
It was a satirical article.
Oh.
Harley didn't know this, though.
No,
that's fine. Okay. All right, question 8. So you're telling me warm regards is fine, but moist regards is weird and makes the office uncomfortable. Okay, Boomer.
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Nina.
You are correct, yes.
You really have a theme.
Moist regards.
People hate the word moist. It's good.
Yeah.
Moist cake. Oh, that's
the
best.
There's nothing wrong with the word moist. Yeah. Is there?
What
moist.
About...
Name one thing that's moist that's bad.
Yeah. My pussy!
Sorry. It's not bad.
Just kidding. It's dry as a desert.
I don't think I've ever handed another comic a line more in my life than saying to Nina, what's moist and not good?
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
All right, next question. I'm blue, ba-da-dee-da, ba, ba-da-dee-da, boot, ba-da-dee-da, ba, ba, ba-da-dee-da. Who wrote that?
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Nina.
No, it was Sonia. Sonia. For Sonia, yes.
That's actually incorrect, Josh.
Well, I couldn't say
that. That was not
all.
The full thing. It went on for some time.
I know, it was like...
the whole verse. It was a picture of me at Mona in a blue thing. Art. I am art. Whatever.
And our last question for this round. Oh, you like my ass? Name one big shit I've done.
Sonia.
Yes,
Nina. Sonia.
Yes, Nina, yes.
I love that. So good. That's actually a new Don't You Know Who I Am game.
Yeah.
It's just naming all the shits Nina's done.
Your parents were like, I'm really into her early stuff. Was mostly milk. Okay. At the end of that round, this is good, really close. Nina's on 2 points. Go for Nina. Nate also on 2 points.
Oh.
Sonia on 3 points. And also on 3 points is Harley Gray.
Yes.
It took one round to already lose.
No, man, Australia loves an underdog story.
Thank you.
Don't give up.
Okay.
All right, this round is called Birds Do It, Bees Do It, Even Educated Fleas Do It, Let's Do It, Let's Annoy Dogs. Okay, so this round.
I'm so That's confused.
Is this a new segment?
That's good, I like it.
I've done it once before.
Is this one of your tweets?
It was a tweet, yes. Okay. But this round is all about love, okay? The good, the bad, and the gross. And today, we're talking about Nina Oyama. Now, Nina has just discovered something about her boyfriend and his showering habits that has had quite an effect on her. Mm. But what is it? Is it A, he had what she thought was body wash in the shower, but it turned out to be lube in a body wash container. When she asked him why, he replied that he likes to crank it in the shower, but didn't want his flatmate knowing he was doing it, so he disguised the bottle. Nina did wonder why every time she showered at his house, she felt oily afterwards. Was it B, he had two flannels in the shower. Nina assumed one was his and the other was his housemate's. Turned out they were both his and one of them was solely used on his arsehole. Nina had been using that one exclusively their entire relationship.
So either one of you are fucked, right? If that's the real story, she's fucked. If you came up with that, there's something wrong with you.
Well, there's another one. All right,
the shit you learned from Power Rangers songs.
Was it C? He hocks up phlegm and tries to spit it over the shower wall into the toilet. He then cleans it up with the bath mat. Nina only discovered this when she stepped on the mat and thought she'd stepped in cum. That was when he confessed. Now, one of these is real.
One of these is real. Fucking dump him, bitch.
Firstly.
Look, think about me and then think about the kind of men I attract. That's...
Now, you guys ask her as many questions you want. Try and get the real answer out of her. But bear in mind, she wants to get it wrong, so she gets your point.
Well, it's one of the cums, isn't it? Like, it's...
Yeah.
The first or the...
Yeah.
I'm instinctively drawn to the lube.
Are you?
Yeah, I just...
That's not what your show title says.
Nothing to do with the question, though.
And you say you're not an architect.
Why would you put lube in a bottle and keep the bottle in the shower?
To disguise it.
Yeah, but, like, but everyone uses everyone. It's all...
Just use some conditioner.
You got a soft dick.
Now, I don't... You have way more experience with straight men than I do.
It's true, unfortunately.
What's with this tea towel and arsehole situation? Is this a common thing?
A flannel, like a face washer.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have one specifically for your
arse. Oh, I was picturing a shirt.
A shirt, like a flannel shirt.
I pictured two shirts.
Not everyone has so many flannel shirts like you do. That some of them are your fucking towels, your bed sheets.
I call flannel a washer. Who calls it a washer?
Face wash?
Yeah, it's a washer, right? Yeah,
who calls it a flannel? When I said flannel, who knew what I was talking about?
All right, I'm an idiot.
It's a like a face washer.
It's a face washer. Like
but
a
it's
square.
Not made of flannel.
No, it's like made of toweling.
I was like in my mind picturing that someone had cut a bit of a flannel shirt and was just wiping their ass with
so
it.
So much
shower.
Effort
that's
to wipe.
I was picturing. I was like a shirt on a coat hanger and just like a sleeve getting used.
So
bit
much
bit of the collar.
Coat hanger. Like,
I was mourning for the flannel. Why would you do that to the flannel? What's happening?
Ruining a good flannel.
My culture is not a costume.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
What I'm saying is if that's the story, your boyfriend's a piece of shit. Right? Fuck him.
So guys don't generally have arse towels in the shower.
That was my question. Thank you.
I don't have an arse towel.
You don't have an arse towel? No. You just wipe.
You're not doing that well.
I do a different kind of wipe, though. Like, I invented a thing called a bidet bullet.
I don't fucking want to know
I've
what
called
this
it a
is.
Bidet bullet. Right?
It's very good.
Because we poo wrong in the West, right? The East, your people, they are...
well, like women.
Yeah.
Bisexuals, people with brown
hair. No, Asian. Come on. Anyway, the Asians mostly have a good idea because they've got a hose in there, right? Whereas we just are using dry paper just to smear crap around. It's ridiculous, right? If you had poo on your hand, you wouldn't get a bit of paper and go, that's clean now. Right, so I don't have a hose in my toilet, so I get the flushable wet ones, which I know you're not meant to use because they're not flushable, but I fuck the environment on this front. Anyway, so... You just get a flushable wet one and you put a clump of paper inside that and create a little ball and then dip that in a thing of water and then wash your butthole. So I'm sorry I started telling that story.
That is so much, man. That is like a scientific experiment.
Yeah.
That has like
levels
of...
I've lived with this hairy butthole for a long time. Again, sorry.
Haven't we all, mate?
This has really torn the group apart, this opening question.
I haven't even answered any fucking questions.
I mean, Josh's question.
Still trying
just,
to get
I'm
to the bottom of that butthole thing.
Yeah,
the
I'm
whole
like,
butthole
yeah.
towel.
I'm shocked by all of them because the gorby, the spit, what's wrong with the drain in the in the shower? Why can't I just go down that one?
Well,
why
like,
does it have to go down the toilet?
It's like a game, you know? It's like when you throw paper in the bin, you're like, and when you get in, you're like, fuck yeah.
No.
You never do that?
No.
You never gamify your
That's
life?
Something that happens in Rebel Sport. Games like that. Never been.
And so the first one was knocking one out in the shower with lube in a... Yeah, right.
Well, his housemate is very, like, pedantic and very clean, and so I think he wouldn't appreciate knowing that my boyfriend does such a thing.
In the shower.
In the shower.
Okay. I still think it's the lube.
Do people lock in now?
You already know what they're going to lock in.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sonia, what are you going to lock in?
Lube.
You think A, lube in the shower wash?
I'm going with the spit.
You're going spit? C, he was hocking gorbs over the shower.
I'm learning so many words
today. My boyfriend is going to fucking kill me. He works in entertainment. We a lot of people
what's
know
his name, Nina? Say it.
No.
Which means it's if he works in entertainment, it's spitting because he's putting on a show. That is, I'm going with that.
You think C as well? The correct answer was B. Oh! He has two flannels.
What?
Suck it.
3 points for Nina. Oh. Yeah, he's got an ass flannel, which Nina has been cleaning herself with.
Well, okay, this is the reason, right? Because we went shopping for exfoliating cloths. And he bought, you know, those like really scratchy ones that like really scrub all the skin, like they make you super clean. Like before you do a fake tan, you scrub yourself. And so we got one of those and I was like, okay, cool, I've watched you buy this. And then I saw it in the shower and I like started using it because I was like, I know it's definitely his. Aww. And then later he was like, no, that's for my butthole.
How many uses does he give it before he puts it in the wash?
I don't know.
Like how many?
Also, why is he exfoliating his butthole?
So he can wipe better, I assume. We've heard your story, Harley. This is just his version.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like the guy.
End of the round. Nate's still on 2 points.
Whatever.
Harley's on 3 points. Sonia on 3 points. But out in front now on 5 points is Nina Oyama.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You get a point if you get it correct, a point to the person who the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Nina. Now, Sonia once had a cab driver chastise her for not going into the apartment of her friend who they had just dropped off. And the cab driver said to her, sharing a cab implies sex. Sonia.
What?
Yeah. Sonia was speechless, and then the cab driver turned to her and said, may I sing you a song? And then started singing to her in the taxi. Yeah or nah? Ask as many questions you want.
Fuck, I hope nah.
My dad's a cab driver. Was it him?
Yes. It was Mr. Oyama.
How'd you know his name? Where did he drop you off?
At my house.
No, but like, where is that?
In Brunswick West.
What street? House number?
No.
Okay. Hang on. So he dropped you off at your house, not your friend's house.
He stopped at my friend's house.
Okay. And where was your friend's house?
I think North Melbourne.
What street?
I don't know.
What's her number?
I don't know.
Kidding.
It was a male friend.
Oh.
And he tried to get me to go to his place. He's like, oh, come on, you're coming in with me. I'm like, nah. And then he's like, come on. I was like, nah. He said, he asked me twice, which is too many times. It's too many times.
What's your friend's name?
Name a chat.
No.
Okay, I'm already sus. What song did the cab driver sing?
I don't know, but he sang it a cappella, and that was the most
okay,
disappointing
as opposed
part
to having
of
a live band.
Yeah, no.
Come to the taxi.
A trumpet.
That was
a harmonica.
The worst part of the evening. I'm
he
like, at least
a ukulele from the back seats.
Yeah. Backing track. Anything.
Wow.
Were you sitting in the back seat or the front seat?
I was sitting in the front. Oh, in the back, sorry.
My whoa,
friend went over sitting in the front. Whoa. Story's changing.
Yeah,
I'm keep
pretty
up.
Sus. Can I make my decision,
if
Judge?
You know what it is?
Nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. That
what?
Is a true story.
It happened.
Unfortunately, yes, it's
yes,
true.
Yeah. Got to my friend's place. He wanted to hook up. I'm like, nah. And then so the driver took off, was taking me to my place, and he's like, oh, your friend was a bit disappointed. Not your fucking business, mate. Anyway. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know why he thought I was going to go home with him. Like, we're just friends, like, you know. And first of all, like, we'd got in the cab. He was sitting in the front. I was sitting in the back. That's a friendship fucking configuration, yeah. Right? Yeah. Cab driver was in the driver's seat, fucking good for him, yeah. Where
that's
he should
a driver
be.
Configuration.
Where he should, yeah, yeah. But yeah, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, when you catch a cab together, it's implied. And yeah, I was so fucking shocked. I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then I was just sitting there in shock and he was like, can I sing you a song? I'm like, what? Yeah, whatever. And then he just started singing a song. I don't know the song.
Power Rangers?
No, I wish. I wish. But then I got home and my sister was home and I told her the whole story. I'm like, how fucked is this? And then the cab driver, he asked if he could sing to me and then he just started singing. And she was like, I think I've had that driver. Like a singing pest. So and it was also Nina's dad.
Yeah. Okay, so to Sonia now, in year 10... Nath was the lead in the school musical.
True.
Yeah, true.
But there's more to it.
Lead?
By the time of the performance, his voice had broken and he couldn't hit the high notes anymore. His drama teacher decided that instead of singing the songs, Nath's character would rap them. Oh. Yeah or no?
Oh. What was the musical?
Guys and Dolls. Because I went to an all-boys school, so when the musical came around, we had to hook up with the girl schools. So we hooked up with our ladies and CLC in our area. Yep. And I just pretended I did it to meet the girls.
Right. Okay.
So like, why wouldn't you do the musicals? You get to hang out with the girls all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And you love pussy. And so you were the lead? Who's the lead?
No, I don't know who the lead is. I was Nathan. That's not a joke. That's the character's name. He's like the gambler.
Yeah.
And he sings the most famous song from Guys and Dolls, which is Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
I think and how does that go, Nate?
Yeah, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
So
that
I didn't
one.
Quite hear it. No. Can I get a verse?
No, I've never sung it. I had to do the verses. I had to rap them.
And how did you rap the verse?
It was like, what's one of the verses? It's like... Well, no, I can't... I was like, mate, I forgot the song. Wait, I've got to remember the song. Does anyone here remember the song? The verse? Because we all know the chorus. Oh, it's like...
No one fucking knows it. Yeah.
I dreamt last night I was on my way to heaven and on my way I brought my dice along and there she stood with the devil on her back and the devil will drive you under or something. Whoa. Like that. Thank you very much, guys.
Now, Sonia,
under pressure.
Sorry, not as good as my cab driver.
Under pressure here.
Sonia, don't get confused there. Just remember he is gay, so he would know that anyway. Like it's not necessarily.
It's true. It's in the test. It is in the test.
As soon as Nate started, though, someone in the audience went, yeah, he's right. Like, that was... were you in the musicals at school, Sonia?
No, I wasn't.
Nina, you would have been.
Loser.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I was.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been.
I was not, no.
Is that because I sent you an embarrassing story about being a dancer and now you know? No, okay, don't worry.
All right, so you wrapped that.
Yes.
Have you seen that musical as a audience member?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Of course he has. What's wrong talking with about? I just said it. Like, of course he has. All of them.
Whoa. I think it's not true.
You are correct. Yes, it's not true. Point there for Sonia.
Let that be a lesson to all of you.
Were you in Guys and Dolls?
No.
Were you in any musical?
No.
What?
I needed to survive.
How much of you wanted to?
Oh my god, every part of my being. It was the worst part of my life. But no, I was in survival mode in high school.
Oh
so
no.
So
they did have musicals, but you weren't in them.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I was in our musical Godspell where I had to do the Yo-Ho Diablo. Pretty cool, guys. Pretty cool.
What a fact.
Power Rangers! Power Rangers!
There's a light in the distance.
Let's get him!
Alright, tonight, now once. When Harley was a child, he and his brothers were being loud in the back of the car when his dad said, if you kids don't quieten down, I will stop this car and leave you here.
Oh, classic.
They didn't, so he did. His brothers then decided to go and hide in the bush and watched as their dad circled a few times, freaking out, thinking he'd lost his kids. Yeah or nah?
Oh, this is... liking musicals is on brand for me. This is fucking on brand for you, mate.
Yeah. Being obnoxious in the back of a Kingswood.
Know, brothers, Kingswood, Dad, Bush. It's all classic Harley tales. Yeah. Is this in Bundaberg?
We were living in Bundaberg at the time. We were just out of Bundaberg, travelling back from, I don't know, another place. We weren't just driving aimlessly. We were on our way to somewhere, and me and my older brother were at each other, and Dad went, just the classic cliche, if you don't stop.
You only have one brother, right?
No, I have two brothers and a sister.
Okay.
And so it was Mum, Dad, and my sister in the front for her own safety, and myself and my two brothers across the bench seat in the back.
Oh, this is good, isn't it? This happened to so many people. This reminds me of my one when my mum said to us once, all you kids are like fucked, I've had enough, and then she left. And we all cried, and then she just came back like a half an hour later with groceries.
Really? Because a similar thing happened to me, but my mum was like, I'm leaving you, and she drove off, and then I was like, oh, cool, I'll just walk home. It's going to take like an hour. And then my mum came back, and I was gone, and then she called the police, and then I was on the news. And then they came home, and I was just there.
Oh. You really upped my story there, bitch. Anyway, okay.
Right.
Hang on, was the ending of the story that you hid?
We hid, yes. Mm. We went and hid. Because we knew Dad
all
would
three
come
of
back.
You?
No, sorry, there was just two of us. Mm. There was just Randall, my older brother, and myself, okay. Harley, and my little brother's name is Sinclair, and our mum is Eden Blyton. So, Randall and I.
I'm going to say it did happen.
It did?
Yes.
You are correct, it did happen. Yeah, point there
it
for
did
me.
Happen.
How many points do I get?
Just one.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We ran into...
Wait, so did they go... They hid, but you stayed?
No. So Dad lost his mind, pulled the car over and said, you and Randall are out. And, we were enemies in the car, like, at each other constantly. We're just 2 years apart, and we're just at each other. And he was like, right, I'm stopping and you guys can walk. And so he did it. And we were like, ha-ha, he's doing it. And then he... and then he drove off, and then we became comrades. Like, we went from... enemies to comrades, and Randall, who's my older brother, he's like, right, we're going in and hiding behind trees because as if that fuckhead's not coming back, right? So we hid for like half an hour, is the best. And Dad was like having a stroke, I'm like freaking out.
You know,
and then he found us because I was a bit of a tubby kid, and
he laid a trail of breadcrumbs.
No, I ran to a thin tree, and my sister yelled out the window, we can see you, Harley, you're too fat to hide behind the tree.
You know what an even worse prank would be if one of you hid and one of you stayed and then your dad came back and you're like, oh yeah, the man took my brother.
I think that is so much better. But I would have been that kid that got taken.
Yeah.
Men like that, like fat kids like I was. I was cute and fat. So.
And terrible at hiding.
Yeah. And good at keeping a secret.
All right, to Harley now.
Yes.
At uni, Nina was once at a house party where she heard the host complaining about Nina being there to another guest because last time Nina was at a party, she vomited onto a wall. To seek revenge, Nina then went inside where no one was, went to the kitchen, got a handful of sugar and just put it under the girl's bed, hoping she would get an ant infestation in her room. Yeah or nah?
Well, the hard thing about this is, right, I know Nina and I think she's really excellent. There's nothing about that story that sounds false. Like, it is... from what I know
Thank
of
you.
Nina... Like, everything about that story is, like, fucking so true. So whatever question I ask, it's not going to unsolve that problem. Solve the problem. Why would you choose sugar, though?
Oh, because there were already ants in the kitchen, and I was like, I can lead these horses to water. So I can lead these ants to sugar.
What was the girl's name?
Jess.
So what did she say about you again?
Oh, she just didn't like that I was there because I vomited. Because I did vomit on another person's wall one time, and she was like, she just didn't like me very much because she thought I was too loose a unit.
That's not fair for her not to like you, but she's
well,
correct.
Well, she's a fucking nerd, so...
whose wall did you vomit on?
Stephen's wall. Because I had hash brownies and no one told me they were hash brownies. So I had like four of them and then I went to a theatre show and then I blacked out and I came to and I was like just vomiting all over this wall.
Again, that's that's probably true. And if this story's not, that's from another true thing in your life.
So hang on, with the theatre show, did you wake up in the theatre vomiting on the wall or you...
No,
somewhere
I
at
like...
Stevens?
I ran out of the theatre and I thought I was going to be sick, and then I lay down on the street for a little while, and then I went to Stephen's because I knew there was a party there, and then that's when it kicked in, and it was
and
like...
And Jess was at Stephen's?
Yeah, Jess was at Stephen's.
Well, I was Jess at Stephen's. You were all part
of the same
uni.
We were all at fucking Stephen's, yeah. We all did theatre media.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's not funny. That bitch is true.
Fuck it. I'll go with true.
You are incorrect. Oh, that was a lie.
I don't know any Jesses or any Stevens.
But you have thrown up on a wall, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Many a time. Yeah. Well, no, it's true. I actually, the brownie story is true, but I ended up, I was like a
so
theatre performance.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dad. I'm just going to go hide behind this tree now. Sorry. But I did do a theatre. I was watching a theatre show that was in a pub. Like, it was a special theatre show where they performed and then they passed around a hat and begged for money. And I had unwittingly eaten brownies that my housemate had made. And, like, they kicked in during the show. And I was in the front row and I just slept through the whole thing. And then in the middle of the show, I kind of got up and I ran out of the show and then just vomited all up and down the wall. But there were all these, like, old kind of alcoholics at this pub because it was one of those Bathurst pubs. Yeah.
Just a pub.
It was just a regular pub. But they all, like, fucking watched me. And then another time someone was like, I recognise you. And at this point I'd done stand-up on TV. And I was like, oh, it's probably from being on television. And then he was like, no, you're that chick that got fuck-eyed at the Dudley Hotel. Yeah, and then he gave me a bong. And it was the best day of my life.
I once got recognised. This is very, very early on in my stand-up career. I was out and someone came and said, sorry... do you have a red hoodie? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, I know you. I'm like, here we go. They've seen me do comedy. I'm like, you were passed out at the front of the Prince of Wales and a taxi almost ran over your head. I'm like, yeah, that was me. 22. Right, at the end of the round, the scores are Harley on 3 points. Go for Harley. Nate also on 3 points. Sonia on 5 points. In the lead on 6 points is Nina Ayama.
I've never won this by myself. I've always tied with someone.
Yeah, you're tied, yeah.
Do you remember last time? I remember now because I knelt down to suck Reese Nicholson's dick at the end of the show as a sight gag. Anyway, so can you...
That could be you, Nate.
If it means I'm going to win, does that mean I win? Is it for points? Is it a point swap system? Because I'm on
board. Well, if you think getting your dick sucked is a win, then yeah.
If points comes, then...
If points is comes.
Nina's on 6 comes.
Yeah, I am.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out questions about you four, if you know who it is, buzz in.
Your the final round buzzes. Of the thing,
yeah,
of the whole shit show.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
So what's the maximum points I can win in this round?
Well, it's 10 questions.
10.
If you get all 10 right, even though that's impossible because some of them are about you.
But hang on.
But you can still win.
But do I get the point if someone gets that wrong about me?
Well, if you let me finish the fucking intro. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. Only round you can lose points.
So you're trying to work out if you can still win
decide
whether you want to stay for the final round or just fuck off. The short answer is yes.
Yeah, I've got an hour parking, so I can win.
You can win.
Let's do it.
All right. Question one. Who thinks films shouldn't be longer than a flight to New Zealand?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Harley.
No, it was Nath Valvo. A point off, Nina.
Yes. I just got a point.
No,
I didn't.
You lost,
just
one.
Oh.
Flights to New Zealand are like 3.5 hours. So.
Yeah, mate. I saw The Irishman last week.
It's three and a half hours.
It's too long. My bum hurt.
But that's the time it takes to get to New Zealand.
Oh, fucking, it's Twitter, mate. All right, fact check. Who cares? I love you, Arthur.
Should've sorry, mate.
Where did that anger come from?
You can break it up into so it's like a 4-part miniseries, The Irishman.
No, I saw it at the movies.
Ah.
Yeah, I was old
Stand
school.
Stand up.
What?
Yeah.
Stand up.
At the cinema.
Oh, at the movies. I think now. I was like, why was here? Is there a spider? All right, let's do it.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot, but cut half up. It's not funny. It's fact. Really killed the room here with my discussion of lengths of films.
Did you say your bum hurt from sitting down?
Yeah, it was... Oh, here we go. Where's this one going?
I don't know. Huh? From sitting down.
Next question. Whose grandmother thinks this person has a disease when in fact they're just a vegetarian?
Nathan.
Yes, Nate.
Fuck. You're Italian, so it could be you. You're a bogan, it could be you. And you're Chinese, it could be you.
I'm not
Chinese. It's a joke!
I'm Japanese!
I know, mate. All right.
Everyone here's racist.
No, just Nate.
I'm trying to figure out which culture hates vegetarians more, and it's really hard
to... Bogan's not technically a culture.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's too homogenised now. Like, it's too broad.
Okay, I'm going to go...
Come on.
I need to get this, don't I?
Thinking
all right, it's what?
Come on, your bum's going to get sore.
You say Sonia?
Yeah.
It is Sonia, yes.
Fucking yes. Nonna's represent.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we've got the Italian right. corner down here. Yes. Like, yes.
Very wog down this
and
end.
And the Asian corner over here. We're both from Asia. I'm from the white
for
part.
For the podcast, if anyone doesn't know, Harley's pinching the corner of his heart.
You're going to put me in it, I'm fucking doing it.
Okay, he wasn't doing it, but then I said it as a joke and then he actually did it.
Fuck you, fuck you.
I should point out, Harley, we are filming this today.
Could have got away with that.
Sing me a song in the cab, won't you?
God.
Look out for season 2 of Taboo.
I think I've brought dishonour to my family.
Does your nonna still cook meat for you anyway, even though you're...
No,
you're
she doesn't cook it for me.
Oh,
but
nice.
Sometimes she's like, oh, you don't have meat? Oh, you can have prosciutto. Yeah. That's fucking meat, nonna.
Next question. Who here once met Joan Rivers and she said two words to them and they were luckiest slut?
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Nate.
You are correct, yes, it was Nate, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Come on, who else here met fucking Joan Rivers?
Well, Nath met her. Do you remember where you met her?
I met her at the Logies doing the red carpet. That's all I remember.
You asked her what award should they have?
At the Logies, that's right. And she said, luckiest slut.
Luckiest slut
who
just
married well.
Oh, is that what it was? That wasn't picked up on the mic.
Do I get the point?
No. You got to meet Joan Rivers, so there you go.
I just want to say I will never get that award based on the contents of this podcast.
Lucky a slut.
Who married well. Yeah. That's the key bit.
Next question. Who at age 18 had a job as an ostrich farm manager?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Harley.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Nina, yes.
It's technically slightly incorrect. It was 16. It never happened because the guy who was owned the ostrich farm, he said, I'll pick you up on this date. I'd already left school because fucking Queensland. And so he'd come to pick me up and it went on for 3 weeks and he still wasn't there. And then finally mum and dad went, well, this is off, and they put me into something else. I was doing TAFE or something. And then it turned out that the guy went to jail for fraud because there was no ostriches. And the way that everyone found out that there was no ostriches, like he had investors from everywhere. It was 1996. So it was when ostrich farming was massive. Everyone thought ostrich meat was the best.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, the ostrich boom.
It was
the ostrich boom of 1996.
I know this story.
The Atlanta Olympics and ostriches. It was everywhere. That's
so the reason that everyone found out is because he took his three children out for the day in the family Tarago, and then he came back to the house in a taxi. And the wife said, where's the Tarago? And he went, oh, it got stolen. And it turned out he just sold it because he was so into debt that he was trying to pay off his debtors.
Hang on.
Is that the right word?
Did you say you took his kids out in the car and came back in a taxi? Were the kids in
the
taxi?
They were sold as well. And a lot of
debt. No,
the kids all came back. And then it turned out he'd sold it and then he got done for fraud and then he went to jail. So
I know this story.
How do you know it?
From The Chaser, I think we covered it. As a question on the hamster wheel, not relevant, humble brag. Anyway, do I get the fucking point or what?
Yeah, you got a point.
But I know that story.
What a way to wrap up a story.
Well, no, all these, because a politician, like a really famous politician, someone like very, very quite well known invested in this scheme.
There was a lot of ostrich fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. Anyways.
What a sentence.
Yeah. Next question. Who here was once attacked by a rattlesnake at the Joshua Tree?
What?
Attacked Harley? By a rattlesnake. Yes, Harley.
Knife.
No, it was Nina. Point off Harley.
That's pretty much... I was stoned in Joshua Tree. Who even knows if there was a rattlesnake? Nah. No, there definitely
it was.
Was.
Just a baby near you with a rattle.
Go. Yeah. No, it was freaky. It was like... ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and it was like doing this shit. Like it was... Its head was gone. And I just kind of like creeped around a rock.
Was this recently when you were over there?
This
recently?
Was like 2 weeks ago, yeah. It was good. But I mean, it was bad, but it was cool because now I have a cool snake story. Who else has seen a fucking rattlesnake in Joshua Tree? Exactly.
All right, next question. Who here lost their virginity at 17 in a car to someone they had only ever talked to on the internet?
Okay, I had to wait till that question finished because I was like, did I tell this to Josh? I'm taking myself out of the race here. It's not me.
Okay, do you want to have a guess who you think it is?
Harley.
Okay. Oh, Harley's
no,
buzzed in.
What? Nice.
You are correct. It was Nath, yes. Went there for Harley.
I knew it wasn't Harley because he probably lost his virginity at like 11 or something.
No, no.
It's
no.
Queensland.
Late. You were late.
I was very late. Are you going to ask that as a question?
No, it's not.
12?
I was 22.
Oh, whoa.
Queensland Christian.
Hang on. We need to see.
Big fans of nerd over here.
We need to have the discussion of what virginity means. Like for my people, it can be...
getting your dick looked at. 22.
Getting your dick looked at?
22.
Yes. Harley went to the doctor and said, I want to look at my
dick looked
yep.
at?
Then I had to go back to church and confess my sins because my doctor saw my dick and that is...
Yeah.
So, Nate, well, it was you, Nate.
Yeah, well...
So this was your first time with a man?
Yes. And I only wanted to do on the mouth kissing and just a bit of over the clothes touching. And I met him on a website called Manhunt. This year, by
fans.
The way.
Not to victim blame, but the clue is in the title.
And I was wearing a very short skirt. But, so, like...
Don't
oh,
we all,
she said
Nate.
The joke! So, it was a long time ago. It was, what, 17? So
it was like 5 years ago.
It was.
You were 17.
I was 17.
How so old was it was last year?
So it was the year 2000. 2001? Yeah, 2000. I'm 36 next week.
Whoa,
so how old does that make you?
19 years
old. So much older than I thought you were.
Oh my god, that is the nicest fucking thing you have ever said. I take everything I've said about you behind your back. And so he came into my head. He drove. I met him down at the park, and he came in. He's old, like, it was like.
Of course
a
you did.
Yeah. And then he told me he was on his P plate. No P plates to be seen when the car arrived. But oh well. No time to ask questions.
Oh, rebel!
Yeah,
I love this
I know.
Guy.
I couldn't ask questions. It's school tomorrow, so got in the car. Then he drove to the Eltham roller rink, which is still there today. And he went too far because he rimmed me.
That's a generous person.
But like, he didn't tell me. You got to warn someone when you're going in for the rim. Like, you can't rim.
Are you okay,
like,
man?
That's great. So like, I mean, it was kind of hot, but like, it was just a surprise. Like, it was all fine, but like a surprise rim. Like, you can't rim willy nilly. You got to like build to the rim.
You weren't prepared.
I feel like, you know, like a few steps.
Man,
first.
Man, I've been doing it wrong.
You know, like, you know, just a few steps first before the rim. You know, like a relationship
I will
for
rim
7 years.
Yes.
Okay, the fact that you're talking about rimming and you're also with the guy with the two towels. Anyway, let's move on from that. I'm just, look. And so...
Makes sense.
That's that's virginity, right? That's enough to say I lost my virginity.
Sure.
Yeah.
The first surprise rim. Yeah, cool. So who got the point?
Well...
Oh, Harley.
Harley did.
Yeah. So I don't get any points.
No.
No. But you got rimmed.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Sure he pointed something. Okay, next question. Whose mother believes that their underwear was stolen from an Airbnb by a ghost?
Harley?
Yes, Harley.
Sonia?
No, it was Nina. Point off, Harley.
So true, man. My mum stayed in an Airbnb last week and she was definitely... It was haunted. And then she... It was actually like a bikini as a bra. It was like a sexy bra.
And she...
Well, firstly, well, like, so she... The reason she thinks it was haunted is because whenever she would open the bathroom door, there would be, like, a crying sound from nowhere. This isn't funny. This is just amazing. And then she would go and check on the dog, and the dog would be asleep. And she'd check on my dad, because they're divorced, but they live together. It's, like, a whole thing. And then my dad would be asleep. And she'd be like, oh, that's pretty weird. And then she, like, went to the bathroom then went to sleep, came back in the middle of the night, and the door was locked, and there was, like, no light on inside, and they're staying in an Airbnb in the middle of nowhere. And she's like, oh, it's probably just Dad. And then she checks on my dad. My dad's asleep. She checks on the dog. Dog's asleep. Fucking ghost, man. Anyway, and then she checked her underwear, and it was missing.
Or based on what I know about you, and I say this with great respect, your mum's mental.
You're not wrong. But I believe this happened. I believe women that have experienced cult poltergeist activity.
All right, next question. Who had the mayor come to their show in Melbourne this year? The mayor came to this person's show.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Harley.
No, it was Sonia. Point off Nina there. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and her husband wouldn't shut the fuck up the whole time.
Anyway. The Lord Mayor, Sally
Capp. Lord Mayor, Sally Capp. Yeah, she knew the owner of... She's good friends with the owner of the venue that I was performing at.
She's the mayor.
He's like, oh, I'm going to bring the mayor to your show on Thursday. I'm like, I want people to come, but fucking don't. No, it was good, but her husband was so chatty and I fucking, like, had a bit of a go at him during the show. And then afterwards they're like, this is the mayor and her husband.
Yeah. So you thought, I'll get her back by naming my show Big Eyes, Big Pussy. She won't come now.
Exactly.
Big Eyes, Big Pussy, no mares.
Her husband's still probably going to come, though. Yeah.
All right, and our final question for the whole game. Mm. Who here wanted a gig with me that afterwards the organiser asked us if we needed
Nathan.
Counselling? Yes, Nathan.
Harley.
You are correct, yes. A point there for Nate, yes.
That was in Sale.
No, it wasn't in Sale. It was in Shepparton.
Oh, sorry, Shepparton. It was Shepparton, yes.
Counselling about how bad the gig was?
Effectively, yeah. But we were doing a show all about consent and free agreement and safe sex for teenagers. And
would have been good for your...
Wait,
guy,
you guys?
Yes, us too.
Yes.
All right.
We were a part of an ensemble cast doing it.
Can you do that show to Nate? Because I feel like... On his virginity story, you might need a bit... No, sorry.
It's never too late for education, Nathan. But we did it in Shepparton. There was about 400 or 500 teenage boys in a theatre who got proper mob mentality violent.
Yeah.
And we had to can the show because of 500 15-year-olds throwing things at us. And we were trying to talk to them about the importance of consent.
How long did the show
go to Shepparton. Lovely place here in Victoria.
To be fair, you shouldn't have been doing Hannah Gadsby's act in the net. That was your first mistake. Only she can do that.
It was 10 years ago.
But it was because the MC of it was not a comedian, but comedy adjacent. So he'd done comedy, but not like all the time. And he was also a teacher, and he just lost it with them in the first 5 minutes and couldn't get it back. Like, full-on lost it, like Harley's dad with the kids in the back of the car, just going, I'm going to turn this show around. And they're like, all right, do it. And we're like,
He went full, all right, you get 10. And everyone went, bah! And just a barrage of shit was thrown at us.
Yeah. U-10's a fucking... Shit.
It's a shit.
Just lock them up. Lock them up in a room until they've passed that phase.
Okay, at the end of the game, the scores are Harley Breen on 3 points. Good for Harley. Sonia Dioro on 5 points. Good for Sonia. Nina Oyama on 5 points. And also on 5 points.
That's not a win.
If anything, I'm the winner. Because I'm on my own. You three losers.
Wait, if I let her rim me, do I get an extra point?
You'll get something. I don't know if it's a point, though. Like...
Probably a venereal disease, to be honest with you.
And that's reward enough.
Who wants to see a rimming?
Yeah. All right, because you won, Sonia, you can promote whatever you want to promote first. So what have you got to plug?
Big Eyes, Big Pussy, coming in 2020. You may have heard of it. I'm going to be performing in Tassie and then Melbourne, and you can check me out on Facebook and Insta for all the details.
Awesome. Give us Sonia Dioro.
So we all won.
You all won, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a tiebreaker.
So three of us won.
The rimming twins.
Yeah, the rimming triplets. Yeah.
So
oh, we all won.
Yeah, three.
Except five, for Harley.
Yeah.
So more people won than lost in this game.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a three-way tie?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a three-way rimming? Can we just get this human centipede going?
We're just trying to be special in some way.
Oh, whatever. Yes, my new show is called Chatty Cathy. And tickets are on sale on Tuesday. And I was going to tell the rimming story in that show, but based on the reaction of that story, it's now out of the show, so I will find another five to fill.
You've got other rimming stories, yeah. I'm sure.
Plenty more where that came from.
My show is called Nina Oyama is Doing Me Right Now. I thought it was a good title because people could be like, if they're not me, they could be like, yeah, Nina Oyama's doing me right now. And I'd be like, yeah. Anyways, that was not a good... I regret everything in my life.
I hope you didn't write the blurb for your show on the ticket website.
My blurb just says, I'm going to fuck Nina Oyama. No, I'm kidding. I haven't written it. So.
What a great plug.
But based on all these stories, they will all be in the show.
Harley Breen,
I'm doing a show next year in 2020 called Only Words, because that's all I do. I say things, and it'll be on sale next week in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide.
Awesome. Can you give it one more time for these guys? So stick around, then we'll be
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional, you have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.